Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold. Well, if you've ever met anyone who's done sort of a big or wholesale career change, it can be downright inspiring to watch them. You know someone that's maybe gone from an office manager and now they're a freelance writer, or they were a copywriter and now they're a bakery owner. Well, I know someone who's doing that right now, and from all appearances, he is doing it beautifully. D.K. Lin is a guy I knew in New York City. I knew him as a comedian, although I knew also he was a private chef to some New York City celebrities. But now he's the owner of Halen's Market in beautiful Niantic, Connecticut. Deke, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Leslie. It's great to hear you and talk to you.
From the looks of the food pictures that you've been putting on social media, the food looks insanely good. Oh, my God.
You know, it's amazing. It's been such a burst of creativity because, you know, I mean, working as a private chef in Manhattan the last 30 years, I mean, and between that, I was doing the comedy. I had to do exactly what people wanted me to do. And so I could, I mean, there were moments of self-expression and whatnot, but for the most part, I was kind of, there were rains. There were constant rains on me. And now it's just like this explosion. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing experience to be able to do this.
So is that what made you want to take the plunge and open a place of your own? Was it for the sort of culinary creativity, or was it something more?
Well, it was obviously a combination of the two. But not that being a private chef is a bad thing at all. It isn't. My spirit, my soul was telling me, you got to do more, buddy. This is not your path. And that's what kept creeping into my mind. And so it doesn't, that doesn't sync up with what you're doing. And I can't, I can't just sit and pretend that that voice doesn't exist. Next thing I know, I find myself looking at spaces and I'm, you know, taking a course on how to open a business.
Wow.
And I'm I'm surrounding myself with that verbiage, with television shows that deal with entrepreneurs, and not too many books because I hate reading, to be honest with you. But I'm serious. I never picked up a book except for cookbooks. But I started watching people on TV shows talk about how they did it. And it's like every time I heard somebody, it was like, you know, it just took a lot of effort. Other than that, it was easy.
Mm-hmm. Why Niantic, Connecticut?
Well, you know, my great-grandfather started a business delivering butter, eggs, and cheese in Hartford, Connecticut.
Aww.
And I have his fleet of delivery trucks, pictures of it, and pictures of his butter churns and the eggs. I mean, because this was in the 1800s. But he started coming down. They would take the steamer from Hartford to Saybrook, and then they would take – there would be horse and buggies waiting for them, and they would come – over to Niantic, and that's where they summered. And so my family have summered here my whole life. So that's what brought me over here.
Now, did you build the property? Because I think I saw pictures of you next to sort of a groundbreaking moment.
Yes. I did. The landlord, the people who own the space, and I built it together. We designed the space together. That's when you know you're doing the right thing, because everything starts lining up without any orchestration from me. So I just innately knew that this was the right move, you know.
We're talking to Deke Halen, the owner of the new business, Halen's Market in Niantic, Connecticut. Deke, for other aspiring entrepreneurs, are self-taught on this, what guidance can you offer on things like financing or planning or just the life of an entrepreneur?
I hooked up with the SBA, Small Business Association, and they hook you up with a mentor, and they basically talked me through the whole process of getting a loan, which is so easy. I mean, it's a lot of paperwork. Some people are like, ugh, I don't want to do all that paperwork. It's like, well, then stay in your crappy job and shut up, you know? I'm serious. It's like, why don't you want to do paperwork to get, you know, $120,000?
Right.
I couldn't get that. So it takes a lot of, you know, footwork and all of that, but that's all it is. And so I followed their step, and the next thing you know, I have $120,000. And on top of my own savings, and, you know, rents in Connecticut, they told me the rent for where my space is, and I was like, is that a week? And they were like, no, that's a monthly rent. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's,
and then
great.
There's programs, too, that if you have full-time employees, you can get like $20,000 per full-time employee.
Wow.
As a grant.
Oh.
You don't have to pay that money back. You know, so the opportunity, there's so much, you know, I've heard this so many times. There's money out there to have. I was like, yeah. Well, guess what? There is.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the food a little bit. First of all, what are some of your signature dishes? What are the ones that you've created you're most proud of so far?
Well, you know, I do a lot of baking. I for a lot of my clients, they didn't want to buy anything at stores. So I created like their English muffins. I created their bagels. I created their cereals. I recreated a version of Raisin Bran and Cheerios.
Oh, no.
and then there's a lot of like different stews and stuff, because this is it's a seaside village and it's a fishing town. So there's the people that are here want good, hearty fare. And I didn't bring a lot of my refinements from the clients that I had here as far as presentation goes, but so it's stuff like that.
You mentioned your private clients. I have to just take a segue with you into politics for a moment, because as I remember, you were a private chef to the Trump family years ago.
I was.
Was that this wife or a previous wife?
Oh, previous.
Previous
oh,
this
one. This was like over 30 years ago. This was Ivana.
Ah, okay. Have you been surprised by Donald's foray into politics? And are you surprised by his success so far? He's been the Republican front runner for months.
Well, you know, the one thing I share with Donald Trump is the bluntness and the honesty. And people are craving that, you know. I mean, and, you know, I think once you get that over that hurdle of, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. You know, people are like, oh, my God, part of that is right.
Mm-hmm.
Or how refreshing to hear that. You know, so you knew where you stood with him. That is the one thing. And you know, if you're good at what you do and you knew how to kiss ass, then you were in, you know.
Did you like him when you worked for him?
Yes, I did. Mm. I did my job. And I mostly worked with his brother and sister-in-law. They were amazing. And through them, I did Joan Rivers, Joan Collins, Viscount Linley of England, Cal Ripken Jr. So, yeah, it was quite an experience. Mm-hmm. And then through that, you know, traveling around with all those people, you know, it was quite a life, I have to say.
All right. Now back to Halen's Market. Talk about your marketing for a bit, because I see your amazing photos of your delicious food. It makes not only makes me want to eat it. Honestly, I want to dive into it and cover my body with it. That's how good the pictures look.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm not even kidding. Talk to me about your marketing for a bit, being that you are a new business. Has it been mostly social media? Are you doing other things?
Yes. You know what? Word of mouth is what's going to get me here, get me somewhere here. I love telling stories. And so social media allows me to do that. And I am telling the story of creating this, you know, business. And look, it's got me on the radio with you, you know. And also I'm doing a TV show on Sunday, and they've seen the social media. You know, I will say this too, as, you know, possibly helping other people too. I mean, I think you know this. I was a complete drug addict. And I had chosen the fact that I thought crystal meth in my arm was a good idea. So I like people to know a little bit about that so they can see the course of action that's happened. And so this is the story, you know, that I'm telling. And through that, people are attached to that because there's an honesty and there's an almost unbelievability about it, that mm-hmm. how could you possibly be roaming the streets of Manhattan almost homeless, and now you've got your own business? How does that even happen? So my marketing is showing the beginning, the middle, and the future, the possible future of what's happening through the social media. And to me, it's the best way to, you know, get it out there, you know. And that's kind of the mentality that I have with what I'm doing with the Instagram and Facebook.
So Dig Halen, Halen's Market. You can check it out at halensmarket.com. And Halen is H-A-Y-L-O-N. Congratulations. Honestly, I came by this interview very organically. I was just watching your postings on social media. And it wasn't just the food. It was exactly what you said, Deke. I was intrigued with the whole story. And the fact that I knew you a little bit made me feel even more connected to the story. And I've just been so delighted and inspired to watch your success. So Godspeed.
Well,
much
thanks,
more.
Thanks, Leslie.
All right. Deke Halen, Halen's Market. Everyone, check it out. We'll be right back. It's Leslie Gold on America Weekend for the Envision Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.